Welcome to the deep dive. You know that feeling when you look up and realize, wow, half my week just vanished into wrestling with a Salesforce proposal.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If you're nodding along thinking there has to be a better way, a more efficient way to turn all that customer data into deals you actually win, well, you're definitely in the right place today.
We've all been there, felt that drain from, you know, the manual proposal grind, all the copy pasting, the endless formatting fiddles. It just pulls you away from what you should be doing.
That just...
connecting with clients, right? And closing those important sales.
Exactly. And that's really the core problem we're digging into. Traditional Salesforce proposal creation, it's often super manual, takes way too long. And let's be honest, errors can slip in pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
But things are shifting. AI, artificial intelligence, is stepping up, and we're going to explore how it's set to, well, pretty much transform this whole area.
Yeah. Yeah. And our guide for this is a really interesting article from Login Academy. It's called Salesforce Proposal Creation with AI Streamline and Win Deals, and it's fresh, updated May 11th, 2025.
So our mission today, it's pretty clear. Understand how AI is actually changing the game for Salesforce proposals.
Right. We want to get past the hype, you know? See how it makes things faster, how it improves accuracy, and ultimately how it helps you close more deals.
And here's something to kick us off, kind of surprising. Apparently, 3 out of 5 entrepreneurs, that's 60%, they expect AI to genuinely boost their sales.
Wow, that's significant. Shows the level of expectation out there.
It really does. Okay, so let's rewind a bit. For anyone maybe less familiar, what is Salesforce proposal creation fundamentally?
Okay, so at its core, it's a feature, a capability within the Salesforce CRM itself.
Right, inside Salesforce.
Exactly. It's designed to help sales teams generate professional-looking, personalized proposals using the data they already have in Salesforce. So data-driven is key.
Integrated then, which straight away sounds better than juggling, I don't know, Word docs and spreadsheets. What can it actually do?
Well, it's pretty capable. You can access pre-built templates. For starters, you customize them with your own branding so everything looks consistent, professional.
Okay, standard stuff, but useful.
Yeah, but the really neat part is how it dynamically pulls in Salesforce data, like specific customer quotes you've logged, relevant case studies, accurate pricing info. It just populates it.
Okay. That sounds like a huge step up from manually searching for all that stuff. So it's not just looking good. It's being smart with the data you already have.
Precisely. And it helps with teamwork, too. Multiple people can jump in, work on different sections. There's version control, so you know who changed what when. Real-time updates, even.
Collaboration features, huh?
Yeah, it makes handling those bigger, more complex proposals much smoother.
Right. So that's the goal, the Salesforce way. But let's be real. Many of us have lived through the... let's call it the traditional way. What does that usually involve?
Oh, the traditional way. Yeah, that's often very hands-on, very time-consuming, and frankly, pretty prone to errors.
How so?
Well, picture it. You start with maybe a generic Word template. Then it's hours of manual copy-pasting, customer info from the CRM, product details from maybe a spreadsheet, pricing from somewhere else, emails, notes.
Ugh. Sounds like digital scavenger hunt.
It can feel like it. And then once you think you have everything, you still have to spend ages formatting it all, making it look decent. And then the crucial bit, proofreading, trying to catch all those little mistakes you inevitably made copying things over.
And I bet that leads to some real headaches down the line.
Oh, absolutely. You risk, you know, inconsistent branding. Maybe the messaging is slightly off from one proposal to the next. And worse, data inaccuracies. That can really hurt credibility.
Definitely.
Plus, all that time spent on admin, that's time your sales team isn't prospecting, isn't talking to clients, isn't closing. So the real cost isn't just the time, it's the lost selling opportunity.
And the article mentions something about the lack of a central repository in the old way. Why is that a problem?
It means people end up reinventing the wheel constantly. You write a great section for one proposal, but there's no easy way to find it and reuse it for the next similar deal.
Ah, so duplication of effort.
Exactly. Just leads to wasted time and more potential for inconsistencies.
Okay, so the traditional method clearly has its drawbacks. Let's dig into those challenges a bit more specifically. The article lists 6 main ones. First up, time inefficiency.
Yeah, this is probably the one sales folks feel most acutely. Just think about the hours burned simply gathering info, formatting, tweaking it for this specific prospect.
Right.
It's all time that could be spent actually finding new leads, building relationships, you know, the stuff that actually brings in revenue.
So it's a direct trade-off with selling time. Makes sense. Challenge number 2,
Inconsistency and errors. We touched on this, but manual data entry is just asking for typos, for outdated figures, for mistakes.
And even small ones matter.
They really do. A wrong number, a misspelled name, it can just chip away at the prospect's trust. Damages your credibility right from the start.
Not a good look. Okay, number three was limited personalization.
Right. When you're stuck with generic templates and just doing quick manual edits, it's really hard to make that proposal speak directly to that specific prospect's needs, their unique pain points.
You're not using the Salesforce data effectively.
Exactly. You're missing the chance to show them, hey, we really get your specific situation. The proposals end up feeling a bit generic, less impactful.
Yeah, I can see that. What's the fourth challenge?
Collaboration hurdles. But old ways often just don't have good features for teamwork, especially on bigger, more complex proposals.
This is what happens.
Well, you get version control nightmares, maybe emails flying back and forth, confusion over who's doing what. It causes delays, miscommunications, and can even affect the quality of the final proposal. It just fragments the whole effort.
Sounds frustrating internally, which probably spills over. Okay, next.
Lengthy approval cycles. Manual processes often create bottlenecks. Getting internal reviews, getting sign-offs. It can all take ages.
And the risk there is
missed deadlines. Or maybe the prospect moves on because your competitor got their proposal in faster. Slow internal processes can literally cost you deals.
Ouch. Okay, and the sixth and final challenge mentioned is difficulty tracking performance. Why is that an issue?
Well, if you don't have built-in tracking, it's really hard to know what's actually working. Which proposal formats lead to wins? Which sections resonate? How long does the whole process even take on average?
So you can't really improve things systematically.
Exactly. You lack that visibility, that data. You're kind of flying blind when it comes to optimizing your approach. It makes improvement really difficult.
Okay, those are definitely some significant challenges. Now, the article pivots here and introduces a potential solution. Get Generative.ai's pre-sales agent. This sounds like the AI tool designed to tackle these issues head on. What's the high-level pitch?
Yeah, it's presented as this comprehensive AI tool that aims to automate the entire proposal process, like from the very beginning, the discovery phase, understanding the client needs, all the way through to delivering that polished final document.
Automating the whole life cycle.
Okay. The idea is using AI to take over those repetitive, time-sucking tasks we just talked about.
All right, let's break down how it actually works, this end-to-end automation. Step one is technology in industry selection. What's that about?
Basically, you tell the AI the main tech platform, so Salesforce here, and then you specify which Salesforce clouds are relevant. Maybe Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, CPQ and Billing, Field Service, Experience Cloud. You pick the ones that apply.
In the industry, too.
In the industry, yes. Like financial services, healthcare, whatever. This helps the AI focus its suggestions and tailor solutions to the client-specific world. It sets the context right from the start.
Okay, like giving the AI its starting coordinates, what's next after you've set that context?
Then you move to flexible requirement input. And this part sounds pretty cool. It seems the AI can handle lots of different types of discovery data.
Like what?
You can upload structured stuff like spreadsheets, sure, but also unstructured things. PDFs, documents, even handwritten notes if you scan them, voice memos from calls, screenshots.
Wait, handwritten notes and voice memos?
Yeah, that's what it suggests. The goal is to get all that vital information into the system no matter how you captured it initially.
That is impressive. Processing unstructured data like that. So what does the AI do with all this input?
That leads to theme and outcome identification. The AI crunches through all that raw data, the notes, the memos, the docs, and it identifies the key themes, the main topics that kept coming up in your discovery.
Okay.
And based on those themes, it proposes likely business outcomes the client is looking for. But crucially, it's not just the AI's decision. You can then review, refine, add, or remove themes and outcomes to make sure it accurately reflects the client's real priorities.
So it's AI analysis, but with human oversight.
Yeah.
That feels smart.
Yeah, like a collaboration.
The article gave an example with a nonprofit, right? Can you walk us through that?
Sure. So the example is a nonprofit wanting to implement Service Cloud and Experience Cloud. Their main goals are streamlining case management, automating service workflows, and boosting donor engagement.
Okay, pretty clear goals.
Right. And the desired outcomes identified were specific. Reduce response times by 40% and give stakeholders better visibility with unified dashboards. So based on that, the AI might help name the proposal something like Service Cloud Implementation for Donor Engagement.
Got it. That makes it tangible. It distills the conversation into clear themes and goals. What's the next phase?
That flows right into the AI-generated executive summary. Using those themes and outcomes, the system drafts a pretty rich summary. It covers the client's context, the project scope, the challenges you're solving, the expected results, even high-level commercial terms.
And is that summary set in stone?
No, not at all. Again, it's fully editable. You can tweak the language, refine the points, make sure it perfectly captures your understanding. It gives you a strong narrative foundation to build on.
A solid starting point for the proposal story. Okay, so we have the overview. How does the AI get from these themes to the actual solutions you're proposing?
That's the theme to solution mapping stage. For each key theme, the AI starts building out the details. It suggests epics, functional requirements, high-level solution designs.
Getting into the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. It even points to which Salesforce modules fit best, gives an idea of complexity, estimates effort in hours, and might suggest a basic release plan or roadmap. All based on its AI logic and knowledge base. This is where it starts outlining the how.
Okay, that's the core of the technical proposal starting to form. The article mentioned different ways to actually get these solutions into the proposal. Multiple solution insertion methods.
Yeah, it offers flexibility there. One way is using a pre-built Salesforce knowledge base. So you can search for existing, maybe standard solutions by cloud, module, or keyword. Find something that fits.
Leverage existing best practices.
Right. Then there's custom requirements. If you have a really unique, tailored solution in mind that's not in the knowledge base, you can just add it yourself.
So you can bring in your own expertise.
Definitely. And the third way is pretty interesting, AI recommendations. You can actually ask the AI, hey, for this requirement, maybe integrating WhatsApp, what are some options? It'll suggest solutions, you evaluate them, and pick the best fit to insert.
So using past knowledge, adding custom solutions, and getting AI suggestions. Seems comprehensive. Now, what if things change? You learn something new midway through building the proposal. Do you have to manually update everything?
Good question. No, that's where something called regenerative solution logic comes in. If you feed in new discovery info or refine your understanding, you can typically hit a regenerate button.
And what happens?
The system intelligently reevaluates the solutions based on that new input. It automatically rewrites or adjust the affected parts of the proposal to align with the latest understanding.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah, massive time saver. Keeps the proposal accurate as the deal itself evolves.
That sounds incredibly useful, especially for complex deals that shift. What else does the AI do to help refine things and make sure the proposal is complete?
It has input gap detection. The AI looks at everything it has processed for each theme or epic and flags, where details seem to be missing or questions haven't been answered in the discovery data.
So it tells you what you still need to find out.
Essentially, yes. It prompts you, hey, you might need to ask the client about this specific point. It guides further discovery, helping you avoid blind spots.
So it's not just generating, it's guiding the process. Smart.
Definitely. And related to that is insight impact tracking. When you do add new data, say, based on those identified gaps, the system automatically updates any solutions impacted by that new info.
Without you having to figure out all the connections.
Exactly. You don't have to trace it all manually. Saves time, reduces errors, keeps everything in sync.
Okay, keeping it all synchronized sounds like a big win. Let's shift to the project planning side. Effort, estimation, and role allocation. How does AI help here?
So, based on the solutions you've mapped out, the AI can draft a preliminary project plan. It suggests phases, roles needed, BA, developer, PM, estimates the hours for each.
And cost.
And even calculates high-level costs based on rates you might configure. But again, this is a starting point. It's all editable. You adjust it based on your team, your rates, your methodology.
So it gives you a solid first draft of the plan right in the proposal.
Nice. What about managing all those discovery documents, the notes, the PDFs we talked about?
That's where Document AI comes in. It acts like a central library for all your discovery materials for that specific deal.
Just storage. More than that. You can apparently interact with the documents through the AI, ask questions about the content, like what did they say about response times? It can extract insights, and you can tag findings to the right themes in your proposal structure.
So it turns your messy discovery notes into a searchable interactive knowledge base for the deal.
That's the idea. Pretty powerful way to keep track of key details.
Definitely sounds useful. The article also mentioned metadata extraction. What's that about in the Salesforce world?
Okay, so if your potential client already has a Salesforce system,
which many do,
right, you can potentially connect this AI tool to their existing Salesforce org. It then automatically pulls out info about their configuration, the top 50 or so most used metadata objects.
Metadata being?
Things like their custom fields, page layouts, workflow rules, the underlying structure of their specific Salesforce setup. The AI provides descriptions of these in plain English, plus technical context, even the XML.
Why is that useful?
It helps you make sure the solutions you're proposing are actually feasible. Will they work with the client's current setup? It grounds your proposal in their technical reality.
Ah, so it prevents you from proposing something that won't integrate well or is technically difficult given their current system. Very smart.
Yeah, adds a layer of technical validation.
Now, collaboration came up as a challenge earlier. How does this AI system help teams work together better?
It has built-in versioning and team access features. Multiple people, sales engineers, solution architects, sales reps, PMs, can apparently co-edit the proposal at the same time.
Like Google Docs, but for proposals.
Kind of, yeah. With version control tracking changes, role-based access, so maybe only certain people can edit financials, for example, and ways to share it easily within the platform. Plus, you can update overall project details like client name, status, etc. Keeps everyone on the same page.
Streamlined teamwork sounds essential for complex deals.
Yeah.
Okay, last piece on the process, the final output. Can you make it look like your company's proposals?
Yes, absolutely. The final proposal document is exportable and fully editable. So you can apply all your corporate branding, tweak layouts, refine the final wording. You get the AI-driven foundation, but you have complete control over the final presentation.
Got it. Strong start from the AI, but you polish and finalize. Okay, we've walked through the how. Let's recap the why. The big benefits. The article listed five. First one, unsurprising maybe, is speed.
Yeah, huge one. Automating all that data gathering, formatting, initial drafting, it can drastically cut down proposal creation time. We're talking potentially hours down to, well, much less.
And that reclaimed time.
Go back to the sales team for more strategic work. More selling, less admin. It could be a real game changer for productivity.
Makes sense. Second benefit. Accuracy.
Right. By pulling data directly from the CRM, potentially from past successful deals, you just minimize those manual entry errors. Fewer mistakes means more credibility, more trust.
And third, which we discussed, personalization.
Exactly. The AI helps you leverage those customer insights much more effectively, analyzing their history, needs, industry context. It helps tailor the proposal so it really resonates, addresses their specific challenges, much more impactful than a generic doc.
Fourth was collaboration.
Yep. Shared workspace, version control, AI maybe even suggesting edits. It just makes teamwork smoother, faster, especially on complex deals, leads to better quality proposals, quicker turnaround.
And the fifth benefit was continuous improvement. How does that work?
Well, the AI system can learn over time. It sees which proposals lead to wins, maybe gets feedback data. Based on that, it can refine its recommendations, get better at generating effective content. So the tool itself gets smarter, helping you create even better proposals down the line.
So it's a system that evolves. These all sound like really strong advantages, and the article threw in some stats to back this up.
It did. It mentioned a Gartner finding. Sales reps using AI can hit quotas up to 50% higher than those who don't.
50%. That's
yeah.
Massive.
It really is. Huge potential competitive advantage, and it also cited a Yahoo projection, the global AI market surpassing $1.8 trillion by 2030. Just shows the scale of this transformation across industries, definitely including sales.
Wow. Those numbers really drive home the potential impact here. So wrapping this section up, it really feels like AI and Salesforce proposal creation isn't just a minor tweak. It could fundamentally change how sales teams operate.
Absolutely. It tackles those core frustrations of the old manual ways, the time sink, the errors, the lack of personalization, and offers real gains in speed, accuracy, tailoring, teamwork, and even getting smarter over time. It looks like becoming a must-have tool for modern sales orgs.
So for you listening, if creating Salesforce proposals still feels slow, maybe a bit scattered, error-prone, well, it seems clear there's a much smarter way emerging.
Yeah. Tools like this, GetGenerative.ai pre-sales agent, they offer a concrete example of what's possible. Mapping solutions intelligently, estimating effort, building proposals efficiently without getting lost in admin or juggling files.
It really does sound like it could be worth exploring. Maybe checking out a demo of these kinds of AI tools, seeing if they fit your team's workflow, if they address the pain points you're feeling.
And maybe that leaves you with a final thought to consider. How much more time could your sales team realistically spend building relationships, focusing purely on closing deals, if that whole proposal creation chunk was largely automated and intelligent?
Right. what new opportunities could that extra capacity unlock for your business? Something to think about.